In Maori mythology, Moe was a famous character who features throughout legends as possessing special powers. Moe was reputed to be half god and half man and capable of incredible feats with his magic powers. This is the legend of Moe and his kite. The weather had been first warm and then cool that month. There was a feeling of uncertainty, of change, of excitement in the air that inspired Moe, and he decided to build a kite. And what a kite it was. For sale, his mother gave him her largest, strongest piece of bark cloth. For cross pieces, he used great lengths of bamboo, carefully cut and notched. And from the olona shrub, he cut long lengths of branch, twisting them together to make a strong rope. With great care, he constructed his kite. Moe's kite was a work of art. His friends excitedly gathered around to help him carry it to see the wise old woman who dwelt in a cave who was the keeper of the winds. Moe and the others paraded the kite through the village, and all the people left their work and came to watch. As they approached the cave, they could see Keeper of the Winds sitting by the entrance. "Oh, Keeper of the Winds," cried Moe, "come! Bring Ipu Iki, the small gourd that holds the gentle breezes, and let us fly our kite." Keeper of the Winds was a wise old woman and knew that the gentle winds of Ipu Iki would play kindly with the boy. She went into her cave and returned, carrying a small calabash or hollowed-out gourd. "The name of this calabash is Ipu Iki," she said, "and it holds the gentle winds, the soft, the misty, and the dusty." The Keeper of the Winds carefully lifted its edge. Slowly, soft wind drifted out and tugged at the kite. Moe let out some cord, and his friends held up the great sail, but the wind could do no more than rustle the cloth. Again, Keeper of the Winds lifted the lid of the calabash. Misty wind flew out, sweeping the kite from the hands of Moe's friends, sending it soaring over the trees. Moe's friends cheered as he let out the cord, and even Keeper of the Winds became excited. She lifted the lid again and released dusty wind and smoky wind. The kite soared like a great bird out over the sea. Moe leaned back and laughed in happiness as Keeper of the Winds stood silently and looked with pleasure upon the boy's face and then at the kite.
"That's enough for today," said Keeper of the Winds. "One must respect the winds. They should not be taken for granted. They will respect you if you respect them."
After a few moments of silence, Moe slowly nodded his head. "Yes, O Keeper of the Winds," he said a little reluctantly. "Call your winds back to you." Keeper of the Winds removed the lid from Ipu Iki and called back her winds. Slowly, the kite dropped, and as Moe reeled in the line, his friends caught the kite. Keeper of the Winds put the lid back on the calabash, and everyone went home. Moe was not content. He had seen how high his kite had gone, but wondered just how much higher it could fly. Remember the words of Keeper of the Winds, and knew that he must respect the winds, but still, he wondered. The next day, Moe and his friends took the great kite and went back to the cave, where again they found Keeper of the Winds sitting out front.
"O Keeper of the Winds, bring out Ipu Nui, calabash of the four great winds," cried out Moe.
"The winds of Ipu Iki were enough, Moe," said the old woman. "Do you not remember what I said to you? You must respect the winds, especially the four great winds."
"But I am strong, as strong as the four great winds," said Moe, only half believing his own words, and he began to chant. "O winds, mighty as the gods, wind from the calabash of everlasting winds, come from Ipu Nui, strong wind of the east, churning wind of the north, hasten and come to me."
From inside the cave came a mighty roar. Keeper of the Winds ran towards the entrance, but she was greeted by North Wind and East Wind, who bowled her over and snatched the kite from the hands of Moe's friends. Maui leaned back as far as he could as the kite was swept far out over the sea. He laughed with delight when he saw how far his kite had gone. And he laughed again when he saw Keeper of the Winds struggling vainly to put the lid back on Ipu Nui. But with a great screaming and howling, West Wind and South Wind roared out of the calabash, knocking it from the woman's hands and sending it rolling away. The kite went as high as the cord was long, and still it tugged violently. The cord began to hum in the wind, and as the sky grew dark, the kite disappeared into the clouds. Thinking himself to be in control, Maui called out, "O winds, mighty as the gods, return to Ipu Nui!" But of course, the winds were beyond his control. The sky darkened, the four howling winds raged stronger and stronger until the cord attached to the kite snapped with a mighty crack, sending Maui reeling backwards. The kite sailed away over the mountain, never to be seen again. The winds continued to rage. The trees that grew around the cave bent down their heads in the face of the onslaught until they too broke. Over the entire island, the wind screamed and howled. The sheets of bark cloth set out to dry were blown away, and a heavy rain began, flooding the fields, sending the men scurrying in all directions. The winds had proven who was the stronger. In desperation, Keeper of the Winds pounced on Ipu Nui and took it back to the cave, and working through the night, gently coaxing the winds back into the calabash. Finally, the storm ended. Maui was in disgrace, and people started to call him He Who Brought the Great Storm. The people would have nothing to do with him. His friends left him, and Keeper of the Winds looked the other way whenever Maui came to visit. Finding himself alone with nothing to do, Maui built another kite, smaller than the first. Maui would only fly his new kite near his home when there was no one else about. He would tie the kite to a rock and study its movements in the sky, and soon he could tell when the weather would be fine or stormy. One day he noticed some men going off to the fields. "It will rain today," said Maui to the men. "Tomorrow will be a better day to work the fields." But the men just scowled at him. Soon it did begin to rain, and the men came running back to the village, looking in amazement at Maui as they ran by. Another day, Maui warned a group of women that their bark cloth could be blown from its drying place because his kite told him there would be a storm that day. The women paid him no attention. Soon, however, they were out of their yards, chasing the cloth which was blowing about in the storm. In time, the village people began to rely on Maui and his kite. He taught them how to predict for themselves from the dancing movements of the kite which days would be good for planting or fishing or drying bark cloth. People stopped calling Maui He Who Brought the Great Storm and started calling him Teacher and Foreteller of the Weather. Keeper of the Winds became friendly towards him again, but Maui had learned his lesson. Never again did he call for the winds of Ipu Iki or Ipu Nui.